If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, September 13th. Once again, be safe out there, y'all. Friday the 13th. So Jaguars, they take on the Browns this weekend. Home opener at Trevor Bank Stadium. No, I think that's a pretty weak little PR gimmick by Everbank. But hey, if they want to give Trevor some extra money for some marketing, by all means, I'm down to get Trevor more cash, right? So, Trevor Bank Stadium, a.k.a. The Bank, which is what I will continue to be calling it, hosting the Jaguars and the Cleveland Browns, both teams trying to get to 1-0. Browns had a brutal, pretty much blowout loss to the Dallas Cowboys in Week 1. Jaguars, just as brutal but in a different way, falling to the Miami Dolphins in Miami, having complete control of that game and a couple mistakes here and there and some conservative play calling in the fourth quarter offensively, and you end up losing that football game. And obviously, you know, prayers up for Tua. Hopefully he's okay. You know, whatever decision he wants to make moving forward, I think that everybody should stop speculating and just let him handle this, let him deal with it. And obviously I hope that he's fine. Sounds like he's doing okay, but that's tough. Very tough situation for Tua Tagovailoa with the concussions. But getting to this game, Jaguars versus Browns, home opener, wearing all white, asking fans to white it out. So if you're going to be out there, try to wear some white. Keys to victory for the Jacksonville Jaguars in this one. This game, entering this game, and you never know how an NFL game is going to go, right? But entering this game, I would say the keys to victory are a good bit different than they were against the Miami Dolphins. But as it is in every game, but especially this game, I think the turnover battle is huge. And I don't think the Jaguars necessarily have to win the turnover battle, but they can't have one of these games where they go out and it's like the Jaguars force 0 turnovers and the Browns have 2 or 3. Because that is how the Browns could have life in this game. That's how the Browns could really get it going in this game, to an extent where the Jaguars are trying to catch up at the very end, or you know, having to put points up on the board in the fourth quarter, and there's pressure situations, and you want to avoid that because the Jaguars are the better football team. I think the Jaguars and the Browns defense, Jaguars offense, Browns defense, that's a really good matchup. Browns defense probably has the upper hand by a little bit, but I think it's a good matchup. And then Jaguars defense versus Browns offense, the Jaguars defense should be much better play in and play out, drive in and drive out than the Browns offense. You know, Deshaun Watson is struggling right now. He is, bottom line. He's struggling to see the field. He's struggling to throw accurately. He's struggling to throw on time. I think he's very distracted by everything going on right now. He has been since he arrived in Cleveland. It's been an uphill battle for him, and they've been better with him off the field, quite frankly. So he's going to be starting in this one. No Nick Chubb. Will their tackles be available? To be determined yet. They're both trying to practice and play. Jedrick Wills and Jack Conklin. But the Jaguars defense, even without Tyson Campbell, even without Darnell Savage, should be just fine in this game. Yes, Amari Cooper is a factor, no doubt. But Deshaun Watson's got to get him the football. Easier said than done for Deshaun Watson right now. And I have a lot of faith in Ryan Nielsen. So again, this all goes back to, don't give the Browns life by having these unforced errors offensively where you turn the football over and you have these disaster type plays, right? Don't lose the turnover battle by more than one. That's my first key to victory. My second key to victory is another basic one, but tackle. And it was mostly great last week. Got to give them credit. This one actually mostly goes out to Antonio Johnson. Like, he's got to make his tackles. He missed too many tackles last week, bottom line. And again, not making plays that are routine plays are how teams that are not as good as you stay in a football game, right? You miss tackles. Multiple guys miss a tackle on a play, and then it's whoever it is, Amari Cooper, Jerome Ford, whoever it may be, off to the races. You just can't have that. That's, again, how teams that are not as good as you stay in games, how you fail to close out games. Defensive line, win one-on-ones. You have the advantage. Even if Conklin and Wills are playing, you have the advantage. You have Josh Hines-Allen, you have Eric Armstead, and you have Trayvon Walker and Mason Smith, who I'm excited about. But you got your big three. They should have no chance of being able to stop your pass rush in clear pass rushing situations. No. Those guys are getting paid a lot of money. Trayvon Walker was first overall pick. Josh Hines-Allen, you know, biggest contract in franchise history outside of Trevor Lawrence. Eric Armstead, we know what he's getting paid and what he can do. You saw it in week one. Go win your one-on-ones in clear pass rushing situations. Get the job done. There's no reason not to this week. Browns OL gave up 6.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sacks last week, right? And again, even if Wills and Conklin are out there, there's no reason to not get the job done. Offensive balance still remains key. Now, if the Jaguars get up by multiple scores against the Browns, or they're even up by like 7-10 points against the Browns in the fourth quarter, I can understand if you stop being completely balanced, if you go a little bit more run heavy. But don't do that throughout the game. Like, play your game offensively. Get into rhythm. right? Keep them off balance by keeping your balance. That's key. The Jaguars lost their balance in the fourth quarter against the Dolphins in a close game against an offense that is extremely talented and extremely fast. Again, different test this week. I don't see the Browns offense marching up and down the field in the fourth quarter. I don't see that happening. But you can't lose your balance until you have this game feeling like you're really close to winning it, right? Then you can try to salt some time away. I get it. You can trust on your defense a little bit more. Lean on your defense a little bit more in this one. And going back to the defense, no coverage busts. Like, to me, they weren't coverage busts last week. It was just kind of guys making a wrong false step or not having the perfect vision, not having the perfect awareness in a moment. And really, like, the one really egregious play was the Tyreek Hill 80-yard touchdown. There was no reason for that play to happen the way it did. And, you know, if Andre Sisco makes that tackle, if he's a little bit quicker to react and get his hips going and feet going towards the sideline, probably a different ballgame, right? But no coverage busts. That should go without saying. But the reason I'm saying that this week is because new defense, some new players, new coach, a lot of new coaches on that side of the ball. But coverage busts were the name of the game for the Browns offense last year against the Jaguars. And so you just don't want to see that again in this game. A lot of it was play action hit shots to David Njoku, who's not available for the Browns in this one. But I just don't want to see any of that. And I just mentioned both of these guys already. Andre Sisco and Antonio Johnson, they just kind of need to have bounce backs in different ways. Antonio Johnson just in the pursuit, not missing tackles. Andre Sisco just playing a little bit faster with better vision, in my opinion, better eyes. And he has every ability to do that. Offensively, Anton Harrison needs to bounce back and pass pro. He had a rough game against Jalen Phillips. This is another big-time matchup for him. He'll see mostly Za'Darius Smith, but he'll see some Myles Garrett in all likelihood. Christian Kirk, do you. Catch the football. Travis Etienne, do you. You're a good running back. You know that. Go get the job done. And that's it. That's nothing crazy. Like, this is a game the Jaguars have no business losing. So it would have to be some fluky offensive disaster plays or just busted coverages or, you know, because Jaguars type crap for the Jaguars to not be able to win this game. I strongly believe that. But again, you know, because Jaguars, we've seen it many, many, many times. Many times. Whether it be at home, at the bank, on the road. So that stuff's got to end. That type of stuff's got to end. Like, you just got to go play good football. They're talented enough. They should be well coached enough on both sides of the ball. Go get it done. Go get that dub. We will have bold predictions tomorrow. You might be able to tell where I'm going to go with the game pick. But we'll get into that tomorrow. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.